Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today the gospel comes from the very beginning of St. Matthew's gospel. St. Matthew putting forth the lineage of our Lord. We need to remember that St. Matthew is writing to Jews. His whole goal in writing his gospel is to convert the Jews. And so the very first thing he does and wants to establish is God's fidelity to his promises, right? That Jesus Christ is fulfilling the promises of God and the prophecies of the Old Testament. And so he carefully derives the genealogy of Christ from Abraham through 42 generations, in order that he might show the Jews that Jesus Christ was the true Messiah promised to Abraham, and that he was the son of Abraham and the rest of the patriarchs, and that he might therefore as such be received, cherished, and worshipped by the Jews. Now in the first reading, and also in the psalm, we read about Jacob, who is called his sons together and is blessing them, and he promises that the scepter shall never depart from Judah, or the mace from between his legs. All right, that the king promised will have an eternal kingship, right, that his kingdom will last forever. The archangel Gabriel said this at the annunciation to Our Lady. And so we need to remember that our Lord came among us to be our king, okay, and to impart all blessings to us. This is from Bishop Challoner's Meditations. And he came even to make us kings, okay, to share and participate in his kingship. That our Lord is our true Melchizedek, our sovereign king and high priest forever. That he is the true king of justice and king of peace, of whose reign there shall be no end. He came by his incarnation to dethrone the usurper Satan and to establish among us the kingdom of grace, by which he reigns in all the souls of his true subjects. For his kingdom is not of this world, not like to any of the petty kingdoms of this world, but is of a far more excellent constitution, a more noble foundation, and a more extensive dominion, reaching to all nations and to all ages. It is never to be conquered. It shall be glorious forever. Of this great king and his reign, we read about in the responsorial psalm today. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Now these promises refer to those who accept our Lord's kingship, who allow him to reign in their souls. The mountains shall yield peace for the people, and the hills justice. And he shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon shall be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. All right, so we see that our Lord's kingship, for those who accept it, brings with it justice and peace. And this is also why the social doctrine of the church can really be summed up in bringing the light of the gospel to all nations, okay, and doing as much as we can to convert all nations to the kingship of Christ, because this is the only way that true peace and justice can be established among the peoples of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.